Father God, thank you for this morning. And Lord, as I deliver these words, I just want everybody to think about the words mercy, repentance, and resurrection. And I ask that you direct this through your Holy Spirit to each and every one of us in your congregation and in your home. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All Saints and All Souls Day. 2 days, midwinter, customary for feast, and for feast, a celebration, and a time of harvest, a joyous period. The saints are those who have run and won the race. Hebrews tell us that these are those who ran with perseverance, the race that was marked out for them. They never claimed perfection and acknowledged the need for God's grace. God working his purpose, if only more people would realise that God uses our humble fragility to increase our worthiness. We are all worthy despite our fallibility. We are all likely to be misled. In ancient times, Moses was multifaceted. The Bible shows him as a humble, obedient, yet reluctant leader. He was also a prophet, lawgiver, and servant. He was initially hesitant to take on the role as leader. Exodus 3:11. While tending to his father-in-law's sheep in Midian, he encountered the burning bush. Moses was obedient and listened to what God had to say about the Egyptians oppressing the Israelites and that they all needed to be brought out of the land. Moses replied, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Moses lacked confidence and unwillingness to speak and had anger issues, toxic masculinity. He had murdered an Egyptian and had smashed up the 2 law tablets that God had inscribed the 10 commandments on. This action can be seen as symbolic. The covenant, the promise between God and Israel was broken because our God is a jealous God, and the Israelites had chosen to worship a useless, intangible idol. That can be found in Exodus 25. And then in 34 of the same book, the consequences of Moses' flaws meant he didn't reach the promised land. Another ancient time leader who displayed a flawed nature was David. In 2 Samuel 7:9, God promises David, "I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great." David's fallible characteristics included adultery, murder, pride, poor parenting, and impulsive anger issues. Adultery with Bathsheba, after lusting after her and knowing that her husband Uriah was a loyal Hittite soldier. David orchestrated his death by ordering his general Joab to place Uriah at the front line of the fiercest battle. The poor parenting is demonstrated by the lack of discipline and failure to address serious conflicts within his family, led to tragic consequences. He did not punish his eldest son Amnon for raping his half-sister Tamar. Absalom, Amnon's brother, killed him for having raped Tamar. Absalom went on to lead a rebellion against David. David abused his power and lacked self-control. In David's favour, he had a capacity for deep repentance and humility. When confronted with his sin in Exodus 34:6, we're reminded that the Lord is compassionate and gracious. God, a gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. The same scripture concludes, "He does not leave the guilty unpunished. In David's Psalm 145, he praises the Lord by declaring, "He will exalt and praise the name of the Lord forever, as it is the most worthy of praise." In verse 8, "The Lord is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." Hebrews chapter 11, the by faith chapter, is a reassuring scripture, assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is a firm belief that gives reality and substance to what is not yet visible. We enter faith blind, holding on to the belief, the promise of this unseen reality. The by faith chapter credits both Moses and David as worthy, deserving, despite their visible fallibility, flaws in nature and character. Moses kept God's laws, and David, through faith, conquered kingdoms and administered justice. They fulfilled the purpose that God had intended for them. As David laments in the psalm that David read for us today, Psalm 16:4, "The sorrow of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You made my lot secure. Set the Lord always before me." The New Testament is filled with fallible characters, which further demonstrates God's uses imperfect people for his purposes. Simon Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples. Peter was impulsive and filled with pride. His most significant and painful failure was his three-time denial of Jesus. Fearing for his own safety exposed a moment of weakness. His pride succumbed when in Galatians 2:11-14, he withdrew from eating with the Gentiles, because he feared the criticism from the Jewish believers. Paul, before his conversion on the road to Damascus, was a zealous Pharisee who actively persecuted Christians, imprisoning and even consenting to the death of believers like Stephen. His life is a major example of a sinner who was redeemed and became one of the most influential leaders of the early church. Human fallibility emphasizes the themes of God's mercy, power, and repentance, and the idea that God's strength is made perfect in human weakness. That cloud of witnesses, as in the Nicene Creed, that communion of saints upon whose shoulders we stand and live. Our hope is found in the Beatitudes. God chooses to use us. We're weak, but we are comforted, because Christ's death and resurrection is our righteousness. It is important for us to pray for one another, commemorate both All Saints and All Souls Day. This fundamental doctrine of prayer will give us the zeal to stride forward and win the race. Amen.